In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Here's some key questions for tonight that I like to do. What am I thankful for today? Am I willing to be open to you now? How did I love you today? Who did you give me to love today? What did I love today? What do I regret in failing to love you today? How will I live this next day in accord with God's loving desire for my life? Aware of God's presence with me, I prayerfully conclude the examine. So we do an examine of where we've been conscious of what's going on and what God has done throughout this day. It's a very important form of personal prayer. Now we're going to begin a public prayer in the name of the Church, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, reflecting on Scripture. Amen. Come, let us sing to the Lord and shout with joy to the rock who saves us on this beautiful Sunday. O Christ, you are the light and day which drives away the night, the ever-shining Son of God and pledge of future light. As now the evening shadows fall, please grant us, Lord, we pray, a quiet night to rest in you until the break of day. Remember us, poor mortal men, we humbly ask, O Lord, and may your presence in our souls be now our great reward. The Lord said to my Master, sit at my right hand. Alleluia. The Lord's revelation to my Master, sit on my right. Your foes I will put beneath your feet. The Lord will yield from Zion your scepter of power. Rule in the midst of all your foes. A prince from the day of your birth on the holy mountains, from the womb before the dawn I begot you. The Lord has sworn an oath he will not change. You are a priest forever, a priest like Melchizedek of old. The Master standing at your right hand will shatter kings in the day of his great wrath. He shall drink from the stream by the wayside, and therefore he shall lift up his head. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. In honor of Mary's gifts, we pray. For God, give us fidelity to him, and thereby to all of our other brothers and sisters in the right ways. Pray for Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. The Lord said to my Master, sit at my right hand. Alleluia. Our compassionate Lord has left us a memorial of his wonderful work. Alleluia. I will thank the Lord with all my heart in the meeting of the just in their assembly. Great are the works of the Lord, to be pondered by all who love them. Majestic and glorious his work, his justice stands firm forever. He makes us remember his wonders. The Lord is compassion and love. He gives food to those who fear him, keeps his covenant ever in mind. He has shown his might to his people by giving them the lands of the nations. His works are justice and truth. His precepts are all of them sure, standing firm forever and ever. They are made in uprightness and truth. He has sent deliverance to his people and established his covenant forever. Holy his name, to be feared. To fear the Lord is the first stage of wisdom. All who do so prove themselves wise. His praise shall last forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Merciful and gentle Lord, you are the crowning glory of all the saints. Give us, your children, the gift of obedience. Make us attentive to you. Make us receptive to your love. Open our hearts to be quiet, to be alone, to know that even when we are alone, we're not alone, because you are with us, and to stir up good memories of your love in us. We ask this of Mary, to intercede for us for these intentions. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our compassionate Lord has left us a memorial of his wonderful work. Alleluia. All power is yours, Lord God, our mighty King. Alleluia. Alleluia. Salvation, glory, and power to our God. Alleluia. His judgments are honest and true. Alleluia. Alleluia. Sing praise to our God, all you his servants, all who worship him reverently, great and small. Alleluia. Alleluia. The Lord, our all-powerful God, is King. Let us rejoice, sing praise, and give him glory. Alleluia. Alleluia. The wedding feast of the Lamb has begun, and his bride is prepared to welcome him. Alleluia. Alleluia. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. In honor of Mary's gifts and the Holy Spirit, we ask for more of the Holy Spirit and more of this gift of being obedient to the promptings of our guardian angel and of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. All power is yours, Lord God, our mighty King. Alleluia. And our special reading from the Holy Word of God in Scripture and tradition, as preached in the tradition. A reading from the book of the prophet Joel, and this would be the verse introducing the lesson in the office. May the word of Christ ever fill your hearts. Share with one another the wisdom you receive. Thus says the Lord, fear not, O land. Exalt and rejoice, for the Lord has done great things. Fear not, beasts of the field, for the pastures of the plain are green. The tree bears its fruit, the fig tree and the vine give their yield. And to you, O children of Zion, exalt and rejoice in the Lord your God. He has given you the teacher of justice. He has made the rain come down as be down for you. The early and the late rain as before, the threshing floors shall be full of grain, and the vats shall overflow with wine and oil. And I will repay you for the years which the locust has eaten, the grasshopper, the devourer, and the cutter, my great army which I sent among you. You shall eat and be filled, and shall praise the name of the Lord your God, because he has dealt wonderfully with you. My people shall never more be put to shame. And you shall know that I am in the midst of Israel. I am the Lord your God, and there is no other. My people shall never more be put to shame. Then afterward I will pour out my spirit upon all mankind. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. Even upon the servants and the handmaidens in those days I will pour out my spirit. And I will work wonders in the heavens, and on the earth, blood and fire and columns of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness, and the moon to blood, at the coming of the day of the Lord, the great and terrible day. Then everyone shall be rescued who calls on the name of the Lord. For on Mount Zion there shall be a remnant, as the Lord has said, and in Jerusalem survivors whom the Lord shall call. There will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars. When you see all these things happening, know that the kingdom of God is near. Be on your guard and pray, for you do not know when the time will come. When you see all these things happening, know that the kingdom of God is near. A reading from the tradition of the church, from a discourse, this preaching discourse on the Psalms by St. Augustine of Hippo. Let us not resist the first coming, so that we may not dread the second. All the trees of the forest will exult before the face of the Lord, for he has come. He has come to judge the earth. He has come the first time, and he will come again. At his first coming, his own voice declared in the gospel, "Hereafter you shall see the Son of Man coming upon the clouds." What does he mean by hereafter? Does he not mean that the Lord will come at a future time when all the nations of the earth will be striking their breasts in grief? Previously he came through his preachers and filled the whole world. Let us not resist his first coming, so that we may not dread the second. What then should the Christian do? He ought to use the world, not become its slave. And what does this mean? It means having as though not having. So the apostle says, "My brethren, the appointed time is short. From now on, let those who have wives live as though they had none, and those who mourn as though they were not mourning, and those who rejoice as though they were not rejoicing, and those who buy as though they had no goods, and those who deal with this world as though they had no dealings with it. For the form of this world is passing away. But I wish you to be without anxiety. He who is without anxiety waits without fear until his Lord comes. For what sort of love of Christ is it to fear his coming? Brothers, do we not have to blush for shame? We love him, yet we fear his coming. Are we really certain that we love him? Or do we love our sins more? Therefore, let us hate our sins and love him who will exact punishment for them. He will come whether we wish it or not. Do not think that because he is not coming now, he will not come at all. He will come, you know not when. And provided he finds you prepared, your ignorance of the time of his coming will not be held against you. All the trees of the forest will exult. He who has come the first time, he will come again to judge the earth. He will find those rejoicing who believed in his coming, for he has come. He will judge the world with equity and the peoples in his truth. What are equity and truth? He will gather with him the judgment of his chosen ones, but the others he will set apart, for he will place some on his right, others on his left. What is more equitable, what is more true, than that they should not themselves expect mercy from the judge? Who themselves were unwilling to show mercy before the judge's coming. Those, however, who were willing to show mercy will be judged with mercy. For it will be said to those placed on his right, "Come, blessed of my Father, take possession of the kingdom which has been prepared for you from the beginning of the world." And he reckons to their account their works of mercy. "For I was hungry, and you gave me to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me to drink." What is imputed to those placed on his left side? That they refuse to show mercy. And where will they go? Depart into the everlasting fire. The hearing of this condemnation will cause much wailing. But what has another psalm said? The just man will be held in everlasting remembrance. He will not fear the evil report. What is the evil report? Depart into the everlasting fire, which was prepared for the devil and his angels. Whoever rejoices to hear the good report will not fear the bad. This is equity, this is truth. Or do you, because you are unjust, expect the judge not to be just? Or because you are a liar, will the truthful one not be true? Rather, if you wish to receive mercy, be merciful before he comes. Forgive whatever has been done against you. Give of your abundance, Of whose possessions do you give, if not from his? If you were to give of your own, it would be legress. But since you give of his, it is restitution. For what have you that you have not received? These are the sacrifices most pleasing to God. Mercy, humility, praise, peace, charity. Such as these, then, let us bring, and free from fear, we shall await the coming of the judge who will judge the world in equity and the peoples in his truth. Responsory prayer. The Son of Man will come in the glory of his Father with his angels. Then he will reward each according to his deeds. He will judge the world with justice and the peoples with truth. Then he will reward each according to his deeds. The Canticle of Mary Antiphon. For this 33rd Sunday in Ordinary Time. Whoever refuses to take up his cross and follow me cannot be my disciple, says the Lord. And how true that is. I continue to think about how God has only given me a limited amount of time to bring my life to completion, and I need to be much more diligent with that time. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Whoever refuses to take up his cross and follow me cannot be my disciple, says the Lord. The world was created by the word of God, recreated by his redemption, and it is continually renewed by his love. Rejoicing in him, we call out, renew the wonders of your love, Lord. We give thanks to God, whose power is revealed in nature, and whose providence is revealed in history. Through your Son, the herald of reconciliation, the victor of the cross, free us from empty fear and hopelessness. May all those who love and pursue justice work together without deceit to build a world of true peace. Be with the oppressed, free the captives, console the sorrowing, feed the hungry, strengthen the weak. In all people, reveal the victory of your cross. After your Son's death and burial, you raised him up again in glory. Grant that the faithful departed may live with him. Have mercy on the souls in purgatory especially. Help Bill, Henry, Father Rob, my neighbors, my friends, Father Vili. Strengthen and care for them as the apple of your eye. Renew the wonders of your love, Lord. Gathering all of our prayers, spoken and unspoken, into one, let us pray the prayer that the Lord taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil and from the evil one. Amen. God our Father, you redeem us and make us your children in Christ. Look upon us, give us true freedom, and bring us to the inheritance you promised. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. And I offer my partial or plenary indulgences for today for the soul or souls in purgatory. God wants to bless in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's also pray for our Holy Father and his monthly attentions, and then we'll finish by reading just the readings, not the whole liturgy of the word, but just the readings, and an act of contrition from Mass. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. A reading from the book of the prophet Malachi. Lo, the day is coming, blazing like an oven, when all the proud and all evildoers will be stubble. And the day that is coming will set them on fire, leaving them neither root nor branch, says the Lord of armies. But for you who fear my name, there will arise the Sun of Justice with its healing rays. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let us pray part of Psalm 98 with this responsory antiphon. The Lord comes to rule the world with justice, the earth with justice. Sing praise to the Lord with the harp and the melodious song, with trumpets and the sound of the horn. Sing joyfully before the King, the Lord. The Lord comes to rule the earth with justice. Let the sea and what fills it resound, the world and those who dwell in it. Let the rivers clap their hands, the mountains shout with them for joy. The Lord comes to rule the earth with justice. Before the Lord, for he comes to rule the earth. He will rule the world with justice, and the peoples with equity. The Lord comes to rule the earth with justice. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord comes to rule the earth with justice. A reading from the second letter of St. Paul to the Thessalonians. Brothers and sisters, you know how one must imitate us. For we did not act in a disorderly way among you, nor did we eat food received free from anyone. On the contrary, in toil and drudgery, night and day we worked, so as not to burden any of you. Not that we do not have the right, rather we wanted to present ourselves as a model for you, so that you might imitate us. In fact, when we were with you, we instructed you that if anyone was unwilling to work, neither should that one eat. We hear that some of you are conducting themselves among you in a disorderly way, not by keeping busy, but by minding the business of others. Such people we instruct and urge in the Lord Jesus Christ to work quietly and to eat their own food. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Stand erect and raise your heads, because your redemption is at hand. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. While some people were speaking about how the temple was adorned with costly stones and votive offerings, Jesus said, "All that you see here, the days will come when there will not be left a stone upon another stone that will not be thrown down." Then they asked him, "Teacher, When will this happen, and what sign will there be when all these things are about to happen? He answered, See that you not be deceived, for many will come in my name, saying, I am he, and the time has come. Do not follow them. When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified, for such things must happen first, but it will not immediately be the end. Then he said to them, Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be powerful earthquakes, famines, and plagues from place to place, and awesome sights and mighty signs will come from the sky. Before all this happens, however, they will seize and persecute you. They will hand you over to the synagogues and to prisons, and they will have you led before kings and governors because of my name. It will lead to your giving testimony. Remember, you are not to prepare your defense beforehand, for I myself shall give you wisdom in speaking, that all your adversaries will be powerless to resist or refute. You will even be handed over by parents, brothers, relatives, and friends, and they will put some of you to death. You will be hated by all because of my name, but not a hair on your head will be destroyed. By your perseverance, you will secure your lives. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. I'm tired, so I'm going to let you go now. I hope you have a great rest of your night. And may Almighty God bless us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.